The Associate Executive Director of WACAM, an NGO, Mrs. Hanausu Kranting, says a lot of mining companies are not conforming to the rules and regulations in the mining sector. She said in the documentary filmed by the two Americans, the poor farmer whose farmland was being destroyed was rather arrested by the police. This means that government agencies that are supposed to protect the people are not doing much. Mrs. Hosu Kranting spoke to Ibrahim Kwating on Behind the News.
If we are a state and we cannot protect our citizens, and then allow foreigners to come and then make out all these things that should not happen to humanity. You come from your country and then you start shooting citizens. Not because they are violating any law. You are violating the law. And then you have the audacity to pull arms and then kill people. It's so pathetic. And if you look at those American boys, when they went to this jungle to mine, they started destroying somebody's cocoa farm. The person came there with an air canlass, because normally when committee people go to farm, they hold canlasses, and he wanted to protect his farm. The illegal operators went to the police station and reported him that he came to the place welding a machete, and he was arrested. Can you imagine this? The illegal operator was not arrested. Is it because we look at fair skin and we think they are gods or what? I just don't understand our mentality and where we are drifting to as a state.
Right, madam. But would you say, nevertheless, government has done enough to protect farmers whose lands are invaded by these illegal miners?
I haven't seen that happening in the country. In fact, if you go to many of the communities that we work with, their major concern is that their properties are destroyed, and for many years they receive no compensation. Even when they receive compensation, it is not according to the principles laid out in the compensation principles.
Associate Executive Director of WACAM, Mrs. Hanausu Kranting.